We're in Central Harlem, 127th Street, and we're sitting on the stoop of Langston Hughes' house.
Dina Manridge is in charge of events at the Langston Hughes house. This is the brownstone where Hughes spent the last two decades of his life. For years, the house lay in disrepair. There was no evidence Hughes had lived here other than a commemorative street sign at the corner of Fifth Avenue. But last year, a group of local musicians took a lease on the house. They turned it into a venue for music performance and production.
It's Sunday, and we're doing a jazz youth ensemble that we do every Sunday afternoon, kind of after church hours. And it's just a venue for young, talented jazz musicians, usually in their teens, to play really good music.
The music director at the Langston Hughes House is the jazz pianist Mark Carey. About a year ago, Carey and his friend Sean Chance Miller, a hip-hop producer, went looking for a space in Harlem where they could set up their studios.
When we got here, this place was covered with ivy, and in the inside of this house was dilapidated, basically.
Carey and Miller had to tear down walls and replace fixtures and restore hardwood floors that were coated in black paint. They put a performance space in the parlor and production studios on the second floor. Motema Records, an independent record label, occupies the third floor. In the course of renovation, they made some discoveries.
This must have been a storage room for Langston Hughes. Matter of fact, check this out. You can still see some of his works here. This is a newspaper article. It's in the Chicago Defender, April 21st, 1945. And this was plastered, kind of glued to the wall. So we framed it here. And it talks about, wow, the songwriting of Langston Hughes.
Carey and Miller found items like Hughes's typewriter and even his old piano. They framed a lot of the memorabilia, but they don't want the house to be a museum. Instead, they want to revive the spirit that filled the building when Langston lived here.
He was living like a bohemian here, man. There was constantly music and art going on in this place. I mean, everything from orgies to art to political, you know, gatherings and community gatherings took place here. Well, this was kind of a refuge for artists, and it is now, once again.
The jazz musicians who perform here on Sundays are much too young to remember Langston Hughes. In fact, the pianist, Wynton Kelly Guess, is 13 years old. The others in the group are not much older. The audience is sitting on folding chairs and on sofas in the back. There's sunlight in the rear windows and drinks and cake on a counter in the corner. Dina Manridge.
You can hear jazz in a lot of places in Harlem. It feels more like you're visiting someone's house, or it feels even more like what I imagine the old speakeasies to be like during the Harlem Renaissance.
So this piece is called Uncle Ben's. Southern boy up north, still about 3 cents respected even by himself, three-piece pinstripe leather belt, hat tip 90 degrees.
Now Ruby Sela comes in from Trenton, New Jersey to do her part for this mini revival of the Harlem spirit. She co-hosts the poetry open mic every other Thursday.
You know, sometimes our heroes are so distant from us. And then to actually walk in this house and to touch the walls and to think like someone great lived here.
It's easy to believe that Langston Hughes still exercises a presence in this house, an energy. Mark Carey and Sean Miller.
I can attest, and even Sean's sister can attest to the energy in here. Because I think I told
She's
you this
a young
story.
Writer.
When she first came in this building, I think the first time she yep. came in here, she sat in Langston's rocking chair back there and wrote like maybe 3 chapters of whatever she was writing just in a second.
You know, it's kind of nice to think that maybe he's coming in and listening and sort of hanging out.
House manager Dina Manridge.
I don't know if he found the inspiration here or if he left it here, but this house definitely seems to foster a good amount of creative energy. I think that there's always going to be something creative going on in this house.
No one says it will be easy. This is still a shoestring operation, and there's plenty more renovation work that still needs to be done. But the folks at the Hughes House are optimistic. They feel they aren't just exposing original molding and hardwood floors, but also connections between the cultural life of Harlem then and now. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.